Hello, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing. Still stuffed up with allergies, but still here making podcasts and useful information for attorneys that are looking to improve their practice. Wow, that sounded pretty commercial. Anyhow, all right, today I'm going to talk about how to consistently get reviews from your clients. First of all, I think you may know, but if you don't know, reviews are becoming supremely important online. There's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, 84% of people are going online to look up attorneys before they call them. That's a stat that I recently saw from a major news outlet. That's a lot. That's pretty much everybody, okay? So do you have a presence online or don't you? Do you have reviews or don't you? Do you have one review and Bob Smith, 2 miles down the road, has 20 reviews? Well, who am I going to call if I see that huge disparity? Very, very important to have them. What are the best places to have them? Well, there's millions of places you could have them. But in my recent experience with clients, the best places right now are Avvo, Google Maps, which is also Google Plus, same thing, and Yelp. Top three places where you should have reviews. In some cities, thumbtack.com is good. But really, for the most part, these are the top three places. Also, on your website is a very good place to have reviews and testimonials and all that. How many do you need? Well, on Avvo, there doesn't seem to be an exact threshold. But on Google Maps, Google Plus, the goal there is at least 5. Because 5 gives you these gold stars next to your listing. And it makes it really stand out to the eye. So you want to get at least 5 on Google Plus, Google Maps. On Yelp, about the same thing. You need at least 3, probably 5, but more is better. Same thing on Yelp. Yelp is a particularly hard place to get reviews to stick because people on Yelp have to use Yelp for other things than just to review you only. So otherwise they may review you and the review will never show. Very frustrating, I know, but there's definitely ways around it. So how do you get reviews? Well, first way to do it is to ask. Sounds stupid, sounds simple. But you've got to ask, and you can't be shy about asking. What will help make you unshy is to have a really valid reason for asking for reviews. And that reason, if it's selfish, that's totally okay. But here's a go at it, okay? You know, Mr. Smith, just to let you know, I'm thrilled to be able to work with you on your legal issue. If you would, if you feel it's warranted, would you please post a review for me on either Yelp or Avvo or Google Plus? Which account do you tend to use? Do you use Google? Are you a Yelper? Do you use Avvo? Even if it just comes by email, that's great. The reason why I ask is that reviews really help my practice. A lot of people, as you know, are going online and checking out attorneys, and I want to do a great job for other clients, just like I'm trying to do for you. So if you post a review, that would be a huge help to me in my practice. I would really appreciate it. There's a simple script. It's honest, right? There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing to be ashamed about for asking it. So do it. And you want to train staff to do it too. A staff member can say the same thing. You know, Attorney Smith, his business really runs on reviews. And we're finding that the more reviews we get, the more clients we get, the better we do, and the more we're able to help people just like you. It keeps our prices at a good level. It helps us do a great job, etc. Please, if you would, if you feel it's warranted, I'm not saying do it if you don't feel it's warranted, but if you had a good experience, please would you go and review us on Avvo, Yelp, Google Plus, or even by email, okay? So that's one thing you got to do. You got to make it the culture of your law firm to ask for reviews all the time from every past client, even if it's been years, okay? But now, when do you ask for reviews? Okay, you'd be surprised. You'd think that you should only ask for reviews after you're completely done with someone's case. But that's not necessarily the case, okay? Here's why. Let's say in a in a criminal law case, let's say a DUI case, all right? Let's say you're dealing with a license issue for the driver's license, and then there's a criminal case. And early on, you're able to make some headway in regards to the driver's license. The person gets to keep it, and they don't lose it. Well, at that moment, that person's really happy with you because you got some benefit to them. They're already feeling like, oh, great, this guy's taking care of stuff. Ask for a review right then. You haven't even finished the case. But you could say to the client, you know, I know we're not done with the case. I really appreciate working with you so far. If you feel it's warranted, would you mind writing a review on your first impression of the firm and how things have been going so far? And a lot of people will do it. And you know what this does too is if they write a positive review, now on paper, essentially, or on the internet, which is like paper, writing it down, they've given you an endorsement, a positive endorsement. Now for them to be pissed at you and to not like you creates what's called cognitive dissonance, a schism in their mind where I publicly said I like this guy, but now I'm pissed at him. So it keeps this goodwill going, and it makes people more forgiving of you. Just as if you went to a restaurant, and in the beginning, the waiter gave you like a little extra special attention right up front. Now, if the food takes longer to come, you're more forgiving of it. But if the waiter didn't do that, and you're really hungry and the food takes a long time, now you're pissed. And now by the time it comes time for the tip, you're not going to tip them. So same thing with your law practice and with your clients and your cases. Ask for reviews early. Look for those points in your representation. It doesn't matter if you do divorce, immigration, whatever it is. Look for those points early on where you have an initial win and ask for the review right then. Because chances are you may get it. The person's happy. They're still linked into you. You're still working on their case. It's a good time to do it. If you wait till after the case is done, you know, some people are like, all right, I'm done. I don't need you anymore. They won't answer your calls. Or let's say they're on a payment plan and they run into trouble and they stop paying. They're certainly not going to answer you and do a review for you. You know, they're hiding from you. Or they got a settlement. Well, they don't need you anymore. And they've been, you know, slugging it out for 2 years trying to get the settlement. Yeah, you got it for them, but they're exhausted, you know. So it's definitely better to ask for it earlier on. And again, the more reviews you get, the better. And the attorneys I work with that do this, that consistently ask for reviews, guess what? They get them. Not from everybody, but they get them. And over time, the reviews pile up. They get 5, 10, 15, 20 reviews on Google+, on Avvo, on Yelp. And they become a juggernaut. What that means is they have far more reviews eventually than anyone else around them. And they start drawing more and more attention and more clients. And that makes their practice busier and happier and gives them more people to ask for reviews. So the whole thing is a virtuous cycle, but you've got to ask. Okay. Other attorneys tell me, you know, we ask clients, but they rarely do it. It's really hard to get them to do it. And I know you don't want to bug clients, but there's always the ability to ask twice, maybe 3 times total. Only ask twice if someone says, yes, I'll do it. It's okay to check in with them a week later and say, hey, you know, I really appreciate you offering to do that review for me on Yelp. I've been busy. I meant to ask you, were you able to post it? If you haven't yet, totally okay. But if you don't mind, please, can you post it tonight? You know, no one's going to get mad at you for that. It's just a friendly reminder. You know, some people, you may have to guilt them the third time a little bit. So you could say, you know, hey, Bob, it's been a couple weeks. I happen to, my secretary checked Yelp, but she didn't see the review. I know you're really busy, and I know I'm asking you a favor, but please, if you don't mind, if you can, today, just bang it out for me. That would be a real help. I won't bug you again, but thank you so much for doing that. So now you can ask a total of 3 times without offending the person or upsetting them. So this is what I would do. Here's another tweak to get reviews done. Ask the person, what do you use typically online? Do you ever go on Avvo? Do you only use email? Are you only able to just pull out a pen and handwrite a note right now? Do you use Yelp? Do you review restaurants and stuff on there? Do you use Google? Do you have a Gmail account? Whatever way is easiest for the person to get your review, that's the way they're most likely to do it. So ask them and remind them and give them a specific place to leave your review, and they're more likely to do it versus like, hey, could you leave me a review? Okay, where? You know, I may think to default to Yelp because I use it, or I may not. But if you give someone specific instruction, and again, identify which way is easiest for them, that's the way you should do it. That's the way you're most likely to get a review. And again, it may be like, hey, I know you're really busy. Would you just reply to this email and type 2 sentences giving me your thoughts? And I'll just post it on my website. Thank you so much. So that's another tip for you to help you get reviews. So again, I hope this all helps. If you need reviews for your law firm, if you need help in this area, if you want to build up, if you've got bad reviews, if it's just not working for you, let us know. Give us a call, email us, visit the website. We work with attorneys on this issue, with SEO, with a newsletter to past clients, with anything you can think of relates to attorney marketing. You can email RJ at speakeasymarketinginc.com. You can go to speakeasymarketinginc.com website. You can also call 888-225-8594. Thank you, and take care.